Alishu Chilek Beis Daf Nun Zayin, the ninth chapter. It's entitled Shleimus Vegadlus, so perfection and greatness. Ad koi beranu dai, mashanu chayvim ladas al adam bichlaloi va'alinanav hayikareim. So thus far we have sufficiently clarified what we are obligated to know about the individual in general and the main concepts that go with it. Bechol haperakim lo hayisak v'nesel l'diyos mufshatis. In all of the previous chapters, our intention was not for abstract knowledge, but rather laying foundations for practical avoidah, for actual concrete changes in our lives. The yois adam, to be that individual, to be that mensch, or bifrat adam is especially a Jew. That's the purpose of our avoidah. In reaching this ultimate purpose, we know of two approaches, two objectives. Yesh shematziv lefanav leagei lishlemus, that those who set before themselves the goal of reaching wholeness, completion, veyesh shesheef legadlus, and are those who aspire to greatness. So let's see. Shlemus hi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to reach shlemus, sometimes translated as perfection, completion, wholeness. The pasuk says, tomim tihye im Hashem eleikecha, you shall be whole, complete with Hashem. Onklos translates, shalim tehei bedachalta d'Hashem eleikecha. He adds the word bedachalta, which is the translation of yir'ah. So to be whole, complete in yir'as shamayim. That's the mitzvah. Gadlus in megama chinuchis. With gadlus, greatness is an approach in training oneself in self-improvement. I mean, you said this, ala hakara ha'amuka begadlusei amitis shel adam. It's founded on a deep recognition of a person's true greatness, ve'aslida me'akatnunius, and almost revolt. Aslida means to be revolted, to be really turned off by the small-mindedness that most people spend their lives on and waste their lives on. We cannot ignore the obligation to reach shleimus because we are commanded about it, as we said a moment ago. Tamim tiyei mashem eleikecha. It's a mitzvah. Vegam gedlus b'li shleimus lo tidachin. To reach greatness without that wholesomeness, without that wholeness, is impossible. That's where our generation is struck with a crisis. As time goes on, we despair of reaching any sort of shlemus. And the aspirations for greatness slowly diminishes, it dims. When youngsters still speak about these things, kimat einah ela fraza rika mitochin. It's almost an empty phrase. Very few people speak about this. And we're talking about in yeshivois. Very few aspire to this greatness, and it becomes almost an empty phrase without any content. Lazois, therefore, hava nevaer leatzmenu mahi shlemus umayi gadlus. Let's first clarify to ourselves what we mean by shlemus and what we mean by gadlus. Perhaps we'll be able to drive off the despair. Perhaps we'll be able to breathe life into the concept of a person's greatness. Paragraph Aleph. Shleimus hikiyum kol hamitzvois shebiyadeinu lekayeman al tzad hayeser toiv. Here's a definition. Shleimus, when we speak about this concept of, again, you can call it perfection, wholeness, completion, means the fulfillment of all the mitzvahs that we have in the best possible manner. The Midrash says, Rabbi Hoshaya Rabba Pasach, he began his shiur as follows. He quoted the pasuk, Vahiyeh etzloi amun, Vahiyeh sh'ashim yom yom. It's the Torah, so to speak, speaking in Mishlei, if I'm not mistaken. Amun, he dashes as pedagogic, a teacher, an educator. Like we see when the Torah speaks about, when Moshe speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and describes how he carried the Jewish people, he spoke about himself as an omen, somebody who carries the child. So in this pasuk in Mishlei, it says Vayetzri Amun. Rabbi Yishai explains in the sense of somebody who's an educator. HaTorah Kuraes Etzma Pedagog. That's what the author now says. The Torah refers to itself as a pedagog, Kloma Mechanech, an educator, Mechanech. Inyan V'Sachlis Kur Chinuch. The concept, the whole purpose of Chinuch, Hu Le'avies HaMechunach Lishlemus, to take your charge and to bring him to wholeness and completion. HaRizesi Tachlis Torah Mitzvah. So you see over here, that's what the Torah says about itself. I am an educator. Lachain and therefore, Hatziur Hapashut Shel Shlemus. The straightforward illustration, the first straightforward idea of Shlemus, who Kiyum Kol Arba'a Chelkei Shulchan Aruch Yachad Im Midos Tavos, to fulfill all four parts of Shulchan Aruch and acquire Midos Tavos. That's the straightforward idea of Shlemus. Harbe Nisyonos Orvim Lemi Sherotze Lakeim Kol HaMitzvot Bilu'an. Many Nisyonos lurk and the obstacles there for somebody who wants to fulfill the mitzvahs to perfection. Umuchachim lamod b'nisyonos. One has to withstand these. Le'amida b'nisyonos darush koach miyuchad. To withstand nisyonos requires a very specific power. And he explains, shnei shelavim yeshkan. There are two steps, two stages here. Hismasrus v'kiyum tira u'mitzvahs b'lishirin. First of all, a devotion to fulfilling the Torah mitzvahs without leaving out, without any corners cut. Zoi tmidus, tmimus, that's completion. Then v'amida b'nisyonos. Then withstanding nisyonos. Mi shamat b'nisyonos, hu shalem. Then, if he withstood nisyon, we consider him as shalem. So there's tmimus in the sense of devotion. And then when he fulfills it and withstands nisyon, he's also called a shalem. Hu asher amru chazal comment in the midrash, ulefisha kasu v'yakiv ish tam. Because Yaakov is described as an ishtam, yeshevo halim, lefichach vayavo Yaakov shalem. He's later described as shalem. There's tam and shalem, like we said, tmimus and shlemus. Keivan she Yaakov vina l'shalem, ayat tamim b'schilasi. Because he was tomim, and we define tomim as a devotion to Torah and mitzvahs without any shiurin, without leaving anything out, without any cutting of corners. Lechach zachal amud b'chol nisyonos. So he managed to withstand all the trials and tribulations and challenges, the az nikra shalem. Then he was given the title shalem. The hakoyach shebu adam omed b'nisyonos. The force, the strength that allows a person to withstand b'nisyonos, he hakirvay laboyre or hayira. It's the closeness he has to the Creator, which is really a definition of yira. Hu asher omar hakadosh baruch hu al kalev. That's what hakadosh baruch hu says about kalev. Ve'avdi kalev. Eikev hayisaruach echeres imoy. When he's after the terrible calamity of the Meraglim, Hashem says about Kalev, he had a different spirit within him. Vaymalei acharai. This is a difficult Hebrew phrase to translate. Vaymalei acharai, literally to fill. But what did he fill? Rabbi Yosef al Atzef, I'll give him the land. So Onklos helps a little. Targum. Vaymalei acharai veashlim bosar dachalti. Again, he adds the word dachalti, yirah. He was filled with yirah, and that's what allowed him to withstand the Nisayim. This is in Parashas Shlach. Kol shneim asar miraglim ayu rei shamayim gdolim. All 12 miraglim were great rei shamayim. Ve'rak b'nekuda achas ketana lo yimelu acharav yisborach b'ir asam. The one small spot, they didn't fill up. It wasn't a complete yira. V'nichshelu, they failed. Rak yiras Yosheh v'chalev aysa mele'a. Only the yira of Yosheh and Kalev was full. Uvaze amdu b'nisayon. That's how they withstood nisayon. So, to summarize, Harei Zeh HaMalach, the process works as follows. Timimus, which we defined as a complete devotion, a commitment to fulfill the Torah in its ways without any shortcomings. Milu Yir'ah, to fill oneself with Yir'ah as a force that drives one through Nisayon. To pass a Nisayon, that brings them to Shlemus. Hadvarim Meforashim B'Mesilas Yesharim Pirik Aleph. So it's explicit there. וכשתסתכל עוד בדבר, תראה. The Ramchal says, when you examine the matter further, you'll see. כי השלימוס האמיתי הוא רק הדבקוס בו יסבורך. True shlemus, true perfection, true completion is attachment to הקדוש ברוך הוא. והנה סמוי הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם במקום שרבים המרחיקים הוא יסבים ממין יסבורך. But הקדוש ברוך הוא placed an individual, placed humankind in a place where many, many forces distance him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehem hem atavosach umiyos, especially the various desires that we have, various tavois that distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Venimtza shu musam b'emes besoch ha-milchama ha-chazaka. The bottom line is the individual is placed in the midst of a war. Ki chol inyanei ha-olam, everything that happens, bein tov, bein ra, good or bad, yinem nisyonos ladam, it's all nisyonos, everything. Ha-oyni mitzad echad ve-ha-oyshi mitzad echad. Poverty and wealth, whatever it is, it's this is a nisyon, that's a nisyon. Ha-shalva mitzad echad ve-yisurin mitzad echad. To have tranquility is a nisyon, and to have yisurin is a nisyon. Ad shenimtzesem l'chama elav panim be'acholi. The person has to fight a war on all fronts, not just on one front. Ve'im haya levein chayil, if he is mighty, v'inatzach ha-milchama min ha-tzadin, and he manages to win the war, hu yeh ha-adam ha-shalem, ha-shizkeh lidabek b'vorbi. That's Adam Shalem. So you see over here the person we've been describing this. Going through the mission is to become a Shalem. Again, a summary. Tmimus beismasus le Torah mitzvahs. Tmimus means a complete devotion, a commitment to Torah mitzvahs. Kli malei bi'ar. The person has to fill himself with yir'ah, which is the ammunition for the nisyonos. The amidah b'nisyonos, to withstand nisyonos. Zoi shlemus. The person thereby reaches shlemus. Ha'im anu nirta'im me'asagas shlemus. Do we recoil from attaining this shlemus? Ben Terah ha-mismaser be'emes l'ilmud Torah Kedoshah. Ben Terah, who really devotes himself to learn Torah, harei yesh la tnai rishon. So the first condition he has, that's the tmimus. He has that, it's not impossible. Uchsholomed musar bikvius. If a person sets aside time to learn musar regularly, harei hu lomed liyiras Hashem. So that's the best study for acquiring yiras Hashem. Kedushas ha-Torah v'kinyan yira mechashlim asus. This learning of Torah and its sanctity and acquiring Yir'ah through Musar, it strengthens the person. Yet, Mechashel o Yisai, Ve'aboliter Mesayin o Yisai, that's Chazal, of course, so the Siyat of Ishmaya, and therefore, Vazei Amod Gav Nisyonos Bezras Hashem, and he has the capacity to withstand Nisyonos. Ve'im Pam Lo Yamad Bezras Nisyon, even if a person occasionally fails, whatever test it is, Yaseh Teshuvah V'yachzor L'Shlemus, he has the capacity to do Teshuvah. Haroitze lekayem ha-mitzvois kiel chasan. A person who wants to fulfill the mitzvois, as we said, kiel chasan, because tmimos means a devotion to fulfilling the mitzvois without any rounding of corners or anything like that. Tzarich lilmoid heitev shulchan aruch. So he has to learn shulchan aruch, ולא רק shulchan aruch orachayim. Not only what we concentrate on, which is orachayim, אלא גם בחוישי משפט, ההלכויס הנבויס למעשה. Means knowing the relevant sections of חוישי משפט, כגון הלכויס אי נאה, if a person is buying or selling, whatever it is, these halachos are relevant. Overcharging, underpaying, and all sorts of things that render the deal invalid. Aveda umtzi'a, perika uteina, pikadoin, depositing things with people, sheila, borrowing, gneva, gzeila, nizkei l'moin. He has to learn these things. V'chen be'even ha'ezer uvirei de'a, halachos anubes l'maset amid, in those sections, the things that are applicable. Madoir meyuchad kovos leatzman ha-mitzvahis ha-teluyeis balev. There's a special section that has to do with mitzvahis that are dependent on the heart, not the active mitzvahis that we do, things that have to do with certain commitments. Shen kashis lekaiman yosem mikol ha-mitzvahis ha-masiyos. These are more difficult to fulfill than actual practical mitzvahis. Also, the things like imuna and dvekus and things like that. Vine pashutu. It's obvious. Kiblikyu mitzvahis elu, without fulfilling these mitzvahis, ein shlemus. Because shlemus means fulfilling all the mitzvahis of the Torah. Ulam, however, nechzei anan. Let's see by ourselves. Im loiga mitzvahis elu mischum ha-yechol yisharan. Let's see if these mitzvahis are beyond our capacity or within our capacity. Rabbeinu Yonah kosa b'sharei teshuvah chelek gimel. This is a section of we've hinted at this before, that the author is going to quote this many times through the volumes of Alei Shul, that Rabbeinu Yonah writes in this section that the highest achievements are given to us as mitzvahis aseh. There are 10 of them. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Veda, ki ha-ma'alois ha-elyonois, the very highest achievements of a Jew, nimseru b'mitzvahis aseh, they were given as mitzvahis aseh. Ve'hu moneh sham esem alois, Rabbeinu Yonah counts 10 achievements, כולן מצוויס עשה שאנו חייבים בהן לא יפחויס מאשר הנחס תפילין לבישס ציציס ושמירס שבוס. The all מצוויס עשה, which obligate us no less than תפילין, ציציס, שבוס, which you all take for granted we have to do. These are מצוויס we have to do, they're also מצוויס עשה. But there are מצוויס which are more difficult. נביא כאן אסמלו יסו אלו, let's quote רבנו יונה. ונבדוק אם יש לנו אפשרות לקיים מצוות. Let's check whether we have the ability to fulfill these. This is a fascinating exercise. א', says רבנו יונה, מעלס הבחירה, שנאמר ובחרת בחיים. The level, the achievement of בחירה. As a reminder, a little earlier in the Sefer, we spoke about בחירה. And we made the point, בחירה is not just something that falls into a person's lap. And we made this point. It's one of the achievements that Rabbeinu counts as the 10 highest achievements. It's something that has to be acquired and achieved. It doesn't just happen automatically. We said then that most people make very few choices. The author says, Hein, einenu mukhachim b'ma'aseinu. Indeed, we are not compelled to do anything. It's kfira, it's a denial of a Kadosh Baruch in the Torah to think that a person is not free to choose his path. Haloymed musar kol yoim. A person who learns musar every day, mechadesh kol yoim is bechira soy. Every day makes a new choice for the good, ve'achoyel nuchala. One can do that. One can make a commitment to learn musar every day and choose and to reach the conviction that is not obligated to err. When we spoke about Bechira, just a little earlier in the Sefer, we said, Alevai, we should emerge out of Yom Kippur with a true commitment, a belief that we can get to next Yom Kippur without a chait, or even one day. Just to believe that one day can pass without any chait whatsoever. That's a ma'ala, and one can achieve it. Beis, Rabbeinu Yonah says, U'ma'alois Talmud Torah, she'nemar v'dibarta bom. So the achievement, the level of Limud Torah, the Torah says, V'dibar Tabam. Says the author, Ha-mismaser be'emes le-limud Torah. A person devotes himself to learning Torah, v'yesh lo tam be-limud, and he finds taste, he finds a pleasure in it. Lo-imed b'chol kochay, he learns with commitment, and not just slack. U'v'chol hizdamnus medaveh be-limud, when he has an opportunity, he speaks in limud, ad she'e ikar diboru b'Torah. So that mostly he speaks in Torah, he uses the opportunities. This is not beyond the ability of any Ben Torah. Gimel, Rabbeinu Yonah, Uma'alois leches bedarkei Hashem, the level of walking in the paths of Hashem. The author says, we've explained this already, Zeu kinyan midois tovois, means to acquire good midois. To walk in the ways of Hashem means midois tovois. Kol ha'ived al atzmoi ketzas, a person who is trying to change. בכל הלומד מוסר, anyone's really מוסר, הוא עושה בזה. Is he involved in this? אהבס הבריאויס, חסד סבלנוס. These types of things, חסד, patience, love towards people, איזה בן תורה אינו משתדל להשתלם בהם? Which בן תורה doesn't try to improve and to perfect himself in this area? דלד, ומעלויס, הזבוינן בגדולס השם, שנאמר ויודעתו היום, והשם עושה לבבך, כי השם הוא אלוקים. The level, the achievement of reflecting on the greatness of Hashem. And he quotes the pasuk that we say in Aleinu, to know and to bring it into your heart, that Hashem is Elokim. The author elaborates a bit here. Tzarich lislamei, the person is to train himself, lehizboinen b'ma'asav uvru'av aniflem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to actually reflect, to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeds and creations and the beauty of the Bria. That's why Chazal established all these brachos in the morning, and psukei dezimra, and brachos ki'as shema, the brachos before the shema, particularly about what the bria is like, morabu maaseh Hashem, those types of things. Mi she'en yachol aseh zes bimutzas tefillah. A person who can't achieve this during the tefillah. Interesting phrase, bimutzas tefillah. As one rushes through it, if one doesn't really find oneself achieving any sort of sense of wonder at Hashem's Bria during the Tefillah. Kosava Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim writes about this, Yireh lisbonen b'chol zeh al kol panim pam achas b'yom. Make sure to reflect about this at least once a day. Dechi b'shvil she mitzvah tadiris shenet liya b'zman yedua. just because this is a constant mitzvah, which doesn't have a particular time, it's not like you have to do it at this particular point, like Shabbos or whatever it is. Just because this mitzvah is a constant mitzvah without a specific time, it should lose out. So the people shouldn't see fit to fulfill it at least once a day. It's a good thing to try and reflect upon this after the tefillah, before he enters his home to have breakfast. Similar to other mitzvahs that we have, like tefillin ululav, we know that we don't eat generally until we do the mitzvah. So when it comes to arba'a minim, we know there's a mitzvah. First one does a mitzvah before one goes to eat. So the same thing over here. One should do, reflect on it before going home to eat breakfast after the tefillah. He says this in Shiraz Hashem Chalikles. Says the author now, Ha'im zos lemala michutim. Is this beyond our capacity? Is it too difficult to do this thing? Adkan.